Yes. Let's go talk about the story of the masturbating spine doctor.
Okay. You heard about this, Jakey?
Yeah. Love this. I mean, I hate what he did. I'm glad he got
I love this idea. Man, why didn't I think of this?
Target totally the place for the Yank.
This guy's a genius.
No, I love that what happened to him ultimately.
So this is a Keller doctor, a spine doctor, and he was over here in Dallas, in City Place, which is right there off of Central and Lemon.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty substantial Target over there. And for the second time, he was spotted doing his thing as the same woman walked out of Target.
Yeah.
In a week.
In a week. The same. What are the odds? So he was tracking her, right?
He had to have been, right?
Also, you're probably a pretty inefficient shopper if you're having to go to Target twice in 3 days.
I agree.
Maybe she had to exchange something.
yeah, you're right.
She might have had to return something, perhaps.
What? Like a cantaloupe?
A shoe. An electric razor.
Yeah.
The vibrator.
All right, okay. Norm. There's Norm from vacation. What if Norm always had like an ISDN line hooked up when he's in Zimbabwe and stuff? He's always listening.
Men of abortion.
Corby!
So the woman turned around after putting her groceries into her car to find a BMW driver staring at her. That's the worst part. Don't play that. Staring at her and masturbating.
He was doing this in Deep Ellum, too. I had a friend of mine chase him.
Same chase guy? Him down.
Yeah. Got that. This the way they got his tag number was from Deep Ellum, I believe.
Oh, wow.
And it all matched up. And then they...
Put him in a
lineup, and the lady from City Place identified him. They're like, yep, this is the same guy. This is a serial yanker driving around a car with vanity plates.
Well, she said that she did get a glimpse of his license plate, and maybe it matched up with whatever Deep Ellum. But his license plate, what a moron this guy is. And this tells you how, man, when you start something like this and you don't get caught... It's just like any of these other things that we hear about.
It ain't the first time you done it.
It ain't the first time you do it, and it would have lasted into perpetuity.
Yeah.
Because his license plate is a vanity plate that says, in all caps, I spine. Which is the Keller Pain Management Center where he works. He works at I spine.
Brilliant.
Like, it would actually be brilliant if he didn't work there.
Right.
Just really red herring this thing.
Right. Or, like, what if it was one of us that, you know, we're over there doing it, and but our license plate says G-Bag Nation.
Everybody's like, what does that mean?
Never catch me.
Yeah. Get away with murder.
I'm so fascinated by...
Meanwhile, Ben and Skin are being led away in bracelets.
What did we do? I'm fascinated by the guy who has to take it to the next level.
I am too.
And needs it in public. And the reason, like you say, he would have kept going until he got caught, because that's the allure of it.
Yeah.
The allure of it is that there is danger. There's no allure in, you know, your shower.
No. Well, yeah.
I don't even want to know what you just thought about.
The woman who answered the phone at the iSpine Center said that they had no comment.
You think?
Yeah. So they say that the man is 38 years old. As I said, Reginald Newsom.
38
is his name. Yeah.
Just get the internet.
Yeah, but the internet.
Trust me, he has the internet.
The juice.
What if
the
internet?
I know.
What if they
had
like? You gotta have skin in the game.
So, do you think the internet has videos of that, of people doing that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Where that you can like. Oh,
let me stop you.
You can role play.
Did you say? Do you think the internet has videos of?
No.
Fill in the blank, and the answer is yes.
That's right. This is a rule. If you think it could exist, especially in the porn realm, it does. You just might have to pay for some of that stuff.
So, like, his stock photo, have you seen a stock photo from the iSpine clinic?
Yeah.
He looks so squared away.
He does.
He went to Duke. He got his bachelor's degree at Duke before completing medical school at UT San Antonio. And the Texas Medical Board doesn't have any malpractice cases or criminal history listed for him. Completely on the up and up. So his actual stock photo, he looks great. But then, man, the mugshot.
It's so good.
The mugshot looks like he's been doing what he was accused of doing.
Exactly. Exactly. And I don't know where how it gets to that point. Like, was he... Clearly, he's been doing this for a while, going to places and performing this act, but did it start... He's 38. Did this start when he was 21?
That's a good question. I tend to think that you probably had... It was normal, and then it was just sort of a left turn, and it probably started with... you know, like something, some basic kink or something. I don't think this is something he was doing when he was 17.
So probably in his 30s.
Maybe a divorce or something. You gotta up the ante. I just think it's weird that he decided that he wanted to hit a grocery store where people were loading items into their car.
I know.
Like, what's hotter than that?
Or was he, is this the second time he's, or third time he's done it, and it was, somehow he knew this woman and was so turned on by her.
That's a lot creepier. You remember this is similar to the Kellen Winslow case. It was also a Target.
That's right, and he was doing it in his car.
Yeah. What's just so hot about Archer Farms or whatever their...
I don't get that, man.
Their brand name is...
I mean, I think I tried it once while I was driving on a long trip.
What?
But not like sitting out in front of a high school.
Don't say
who,
we all.
Who among us?
No, I've not done that.
I'm just saying.
I have.
On a long trip, it's like, you know, things get a little.
While you're driving,
you're young. You're like 18. You've only been doing it for a few years, so it's still new.
35's a pretty straight shot. You're not going to be throwing many curveballs there.
Right.
You can probably.
You can drive with one knee.
What's more dangerous, texting and driving, or that? Come on.
Yeah.
Texting, probably, because you can still look at the road. Unless right. You're watching a movie or something like that.
No, man. No, it's in the bank.
Mental?
Yeah.
JCPenney?
No, Montgomery Ward's bra section.
You're just watching traffic.
What if a guy pulls up next to you and he's like, what the hell?
You got to run that risk.
Or stop.
But clearly that didn't take as a something that was...
No, I wasn't like looking at women at Target. And I didn't even... I think I stopped. I like got bored.
How do you?
I know.
Like,
yeah. Whataburger.
Yeah,
cup.
That.
No, you're soiled.
There's
no two ways around it.
You guys are disgusting.
You just led such a sheltered life with your intercom system.
Yeah, come on, open it up a little bit.
I mean, you're making me think.
I mean, you do live, you know, a good 8 miles from here.
I'll tell you what, I found it so incredibly difficult to...
Why are you sweaty? You just got off work at the Ticket.
Yeah.
You're all wide-eyed.
You got a weak leg.
What are you guys doing here?
Have you guys done the pee while you're driving Gatorade bottle or whatever?
Yeah, for sure.
I found that to be, like, I had to pee so bad, and I was, you know, on a schedule. I had to be at a certain place. I was actually going to a funeral, my uncle's funeral in Oklahoma. I'm driving up there by myself. I have to pee so bad, and I'm late to the funeral.
Yeah.
All right? And so I've got it all situated where I'm going to go. I've got it in. Yeah. I'm going. But I was so, like, freaked out by it all. I had to pee so bad, I couldn't pee. And so I
pulled... You got performance anxiety going
in
into the Gatorade
car.
Bottle?
Yeah, in my own car, in the Gatorade bottle, I end up... I couldn't do it, so I stopped. I pull over at this one of those beaten-down Oklahoma casinos.
Thing. Yeah.
One of the ones that, you know, looks like a Burger King. They're so small.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the back of the casino, about 15 yards away from... There wasn't even an entrance or an exit back there. And someone opened a window... As I'm getting ready to go, I hadn't gone yet, but I'm getting ready to, and they go, you're on camera right now.
Ooh.
I was like, I had to get back in the car and then keep going, and I still had to pee so bad.
What finally happened? Did you wet yourself?
No, I found some woods.
Woods?
And then I was still late for the funeral.
You gotta have the Gatorade bottle, though. It can't just be like a regular water bottle. Won't do it.
No.
You gotta have the...
That's too much.
You have to have the wide mouth.
Yep. Because you gotta be able to fit in the mouth.
Right. And then there's also...
Like all the way in.
Yeah. And there's this really weird moment,
because if you do that with like a Sprite bottle and you're able to somehow...
Just get the...
You know, just get enough in there.
The aim.
And then what happens if you get excited and then you're stuck on there for like 45 minutes?
Yeah. The other thing, the weird thing is, if you use the Gatorade and you've got it in, when you're done, there's like an air pop, like a, you're stuck in there.
An air pop.
It like pops out.
Right.
There's a, like a, super uncomfortable.
God. Yeah, it's not fun.
It's all hot.
And you're just watching that level like, all right.
Do I have enough room?
All right.
Yeah, because try stopping in the middle of that. You can give yourself a hemorrhage. That was fun.
So there's a rally in Dallas tomorrow, and that's Community Quick Hits.
Yeah, we don't have time for the rally.
This was better.
Yeah, yeah, the masturbating spine doctor is a lot better. All right, well, there you go. There's Community Quick Hits.